You talk about some of those things. You know, we see it from a local standpoint. We go back to the flooding in 2019, and of course, Brown County, City of Ainsworth, the things I cover in meetings, and we see the wheels work so slowly. This was 2024-25. Flooding was in 2019, and it's still trying to recoup those disaster reimbursement dollars from FEMA. And it was a case where, you know, sitting through those meetings, well, they've had another change in the staffing that's handling this, and they want all these documents resubmitted. It was just such an onerous process that you had to think, boy, there's got to be an easier way to make that relief available. And we see it from the crop standpoint with all the wind damage, the hail damage that we've had to these crop programs, and making them more efficient to where the turnaround time is quicker.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I love to get out in the state and travel, you know, and I'm back in the state every weekend, close to an airport, though, and because I usually get back Thursday night and then fly back to Washington on Sunday. And that's why August is so fun, to be able to get out in the state and talk with Nebraskans about what they're facing and what they need to hear solutions. A lot of times, you know, bill ideas come from Nebraskans on how we can help, how my office can help and be able to make life easier for Nebraskans.
Yeah. One of the other items I did want to have you address, just because you have that ag background and certainly have more of the, you know, the knowledge base on what's happening in Washington than I do, would be on the tariff side. Now, a lot of agreements have been struck and reformed, and there's been, you know, some frameworks for several countries. But, you know, as far as the tariff playbook goes, I don't concern myself so much of the imports coming in, because I think you'll see if there's a way that Americans can then compete with the cheaper labor that was leading to them not being able to compete through tariffs, I think some of that will take care of itself. What I look at is from the export standpoint, and if there are reciprocal tariffs put on, what that's going to look like, especially for, you know, Nebraska's main export, which is agricultural products, whether it's, you know, beef and pork and chicken, or whether it's, you know, commodities like corn and soybeans.
Yeah. Well, you know, anytime we hear the word tariffs, we get a little nervous, and especially in agriculture, because it seems like agriculture is the easiest target for other countries. And we are usually the target that other countries do. Brazil, for example, they ship their ethanol to the United States duty-free. We ship ethanol to Brazil, 18% tariff on it. Australia, they sell beef. And for over a number of years, they've sold $29 billion worth of beef to the United States. Do you know how much we've sold to Australia? Zero. $0. That's not fair. And I think what we're seeing with President Trump and the idea of tariffs here is that the United States is done with this unevenness. We should have a level playing field. We should have fair trade. A worry we have is that it's not happening soon enough. You know, really, it's not happening soon enough. 2 days ago, Secretary of Agriculture Rollins was here in Nebraska. I invited her to come, our three congressmen. We had a meeting at a research center the university has in eastern Nebraska, had a lot of ag folks there. The different commodity groups, for example, were all present, had a great conversation. There are trade agreements that are happening. I said to her, you know, when are we going to see results? And it takes a while. I mean, that's just the way it is. It takes a while to get in. What I hear from Nebraskans still, Craig, is Nebraskans are willing to give this president time, but we also are ready for some results. And so I encouraged the secretary to, you know, make sure that when news is available on these agreements, let's get that news out so people can remain positive, so people, you know, can deal with their business. But it's I look forward to having some good agreements in the future. President Biden had no interest in trade.
Yeah,
he had no interest.
The main thing I think would be, even if it does take some time, that the government is aware that there may be some safety net help needed for these producers if they're losing some of those markets, and we have an excess. Always we produce an abundance and an excess of what we use here domestically, but to have some of those safety nets in place and price supports and some of those things that let those agricultural producers make it from year to year.
Yeah, the secretary was very clear too that there will be those payments that'll be helpful. Again, we stress ag producers, they're proud of what they do.
They would much rather
exactly.
sell their product at a profit and make it work than rely on those, some of those supports.
You bet.
For sure.
You know, it's good to know that she is aware that those payments may be necessary because of the tremendous risks involved in agriculture, with markets, with weather. But I was driving home after meeting with the secretary, and I'm headed north on Highway 83 a couple days ago. A narrow band, but a very heavy band of big hail went across the road there. I've got photos of it. Mm-hmm. That is not good. That happened to those ranchers out there. And that's a risk that we all take. And there was wind the night before and some corn stripped in the area where we had the meeting at that research center. So you see firsthand the devastation that a freak chance storm can cause.
Yeah. Well, I know you need to get off to another appointment, so unless there's anything else you wanted to touch on while you're here, we thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to touching base with you maybe in February if I make my way down there for a broadcaster's event.
That would be great. I would just encourage everybody in the area when we have our mobile office hours. My staff is in every single county every year. I try to get out as much as possible as well, but when they have that mobile office hour, that is specifically so people can come in, ask about Social Security benefits or veterans benefits, or talk about trying to deal with the EPA. And it's a way that we can make some phone calls and get help to you.
U.S. Senator Deb Fischer joining us here in studio on KBRB. Thank you for your time. I'll let you head off to your next appointment.
Thank you. Good to visit.